Hey, and welcome to the latest crab diving podcast, everybody. That guy burping over there is
Ryan Pfeiffer.
And I'm Patrick Bio. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. If you're listening again, we thank you for all the downloads and everything.
All the loads. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. I imagine all of our listeners have a chamomile tea curled up by the fire.
And meanwhile, I have a scotch with a little ice in it.
With a cat curled up in their lap.
And Ryan has a giant 24-ounce Coors Light. Is that the can that has the blue shit on it?
Oh, yeah. It says super cold. It's and I guarantee you, this has been in the refrigerator. When did I put it in there? About 6 weeks ago. And it's not – the Blue Mountain doesn't work. So that's bullshit on Coors Light's part. Shame on you.
Oh, wow.
My mountain isn't blue.
Well, maybe you drank enough –
only my balls.
– of the beer down.
No, I just opened it. It's 24-ounce. What do you think I am?
A total alcoholic? Maybe you took a big swig. If you hear children screaming in the background, it's not like...
It's our neighborhood.
It's not like Jerry Sandusky has escaped or anything.
He's on the loose like a giant, like he's Godzilla. Oh, dude, that's the best like pitch for some kind of sketch or animated thing. Just a one-time deal, a two-minute cartoon of Jerry Sandusky Zilla. And he's just... And he's just picking...
Hordes of screaming little Japanese children.
He's picking up little kids and his gigantic hands and molesting them all at the same time.
Oh, just, God.
It's a mass molestation monster.
This is a party actually going on. There's a huge apartment building across the street.
A quinceañera?
On the kitty corner to where the building is here at Crab Diving Studios. And there's balloons up and everything. And there have been children screaming for about an hour now.
I bet it's a quinceañera. Quinceañera.
They sound smaller.
You know what a quinceañera is?
Quinceañera, yeah.
Quinceañera. Yeah. You know what that is?
Yes.
What is it? Coming out party.
Yeah, kind of. It's the equivalent of a
coming out
party.
But yeah, like... Hey, everybody! I like cock. No, coming out, it's like your debutante ball, right?
Right, like a sweet 16 party, I guess, or like, I don't think it's the equivalent of a bar mitzvah. I don't know if it has that religious connotation. I really don't know what a quinceañera is.
Did you ever go to a bar mitzvah when you were a kid?
Never. Have you?
No, I'm from the South.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there was a Jew in the South that you guys knew. You guys were the liberals down there, weren't you?
We were the liberals, but why would a Jewish person live in the South, though? Like in the panhandle of Florida?
Well, the panhandle. Well,
Georgia.
Aren't there a lot of retired older Jews?
No. We talk about Florida a lot on the show, and you should know that all the progressive retired New Yorkians live in South Florida, and all the rednecks that, I don't know, like from – our last podcast, Eat Cockroaches.
The guy that died from eating cockroaches.
Yeah, they all live in the panhandle in Central Florida. This is a trash area, total trash.
So, let's see what else has been going on. I wonder if we can start to talk about our project
in
vague terms. We've got a project that is kind of moving forward, we're excited about. We have a production company that's a successful production company that produced a lot of shit.
They're badass.
They like the project, and we have kind of a celebrity in mind.
We do.
To play the lead.
We're not going to tell you who.
And
she's so hot. She recently showed.
This person is, we're waiting now, for the production company has gotten involved, and they like the idea, and they're actually going to approach her. Yeah. So it's a little more than a couple of idiots doing a podcast from an office.
I wanted to wait
in Koreatown.
I wanted to wait and until we were doing our next podcast to officially announce this, but I've decided until she says yes, when I jack off, I'm only thinking of her. But as soon as she says no, I'm never gonna think about her when I jerk it again.
Now they know it's Joan Rivers.
Oh yeah.
Way to let the cat out of the bag.
Phyllis Diller, Phyllis Diller. Yeah. Ah.
She's dead. That's even grosser.
Yeah, Phyllis Diller. Who is Mona on Who's the Boss? I always liked her.
What?
You remember the redheaded chick on the Tony Danza show who played like the creepy
She was
milf?
In that movie Brazil too, that crazy movie Brazil.
Oh, with the Time Bandits dude?
Yeah,
Terry Gilliam.
I think it was directed by Gilliam. So that's what we've got going on writing-wise. We're excited about that. We'll hopefully, you know, have an announcement, a positive announcement soon. Or we'll have something to bitch about if it all falls apart.
If it goes south, this podcast's going to get better.
Might get more interesting. That's all I've got. I've got stories if you want to get to those.
Yeah.
Do you have anything?
No. No, not at all.
Okay, I've got to name that state.
Florida.
But it's not Florida.
Michigan.
No, what made you say Michigan?
I don't know. There's just a bunch of wackos up there.
Oh, okay.
In Michigan.
Man accused of pointing gun at school bus after dispute over Confederate flag.
Okay. God.
So you know
what? No, you know who I'm struggling with? It's either South Carolina or it's like West Virginia. Those are the – because I feel like in the South, the trash factor starts with Mississippi, trashiest. Second, Redneck Riviera, Florida. Third, Alabama. Fourth, South Carolina. Fifth, Georgia. Kentucky, North Carolina, Virginia.
Maybe we should
Arkansas.
Maybe we should publish this list.
Oh, yeah, we should. Trashiest of the trashiest?
Yeah.
Okay, what state? I obviously don't.
An 18-year-old man was arrested Monday after he pointed a gun at an elementary school bus. His name's Joshua Dalton. He's been charged with 2 counts of brandishing a firearm, which I don't understand.
Brandishing?
One gun. But why is it 2 counts? Did he wave it twice? What the hell
does
that
mean? That's the word. That's the word they have to use.
Brandishing a firearm is what he was charged with. This is from WTKR.com, which
sounds like the bartender in Deadwood said it. Brandishing a firearm.
He's been charged with 2 counts of brandishing a firearm. According to police, according to police, 2 students reported to the school bus driver.
Oh, what a shitty fucking sentence. Who wrote that? What's the journalist's name?
It's a journalist. I'm
What's
not,
his name?
It doesn't say.
Hey, learn how to write.
It's from their news. Yeah. Station.
Put together a decent sentence. It should roll off the fucking tongue. That
so apparently the kids said that a man in a blue pickup truck was behind them pointing a gun. It was at the intersection of Bryan Avenue and Rachel Street.
Wow.
In this state. As the bus was unloading students. They called police. So they say it started because there was a dispute between this guy and several students at the bus stop about the Confederate flag on his truck.
You know, to be fair, those students were probably
some of these really little shitheads. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We're probably
just giving this guy shit. I mean, fuck him. He shouldn't have the Confederate flag.
Oh, look at you, man. You're so cool with your redneck flag on your truck.
God. Wait, what city is this? What state is this again?
This is
you haven't told me yet.
Yeah, it's Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Oh, Virginia. Okay, shitheads.
It's a swing state, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a shame they matter. It's a shame they fucking matter. It's a shame.
Well, votes in Florida, who I'm sure I have a story coming up that got Florida in.
Yeah, Florida's a horror story. I mean, it really is.
If that guy hadn't died that we read the story about the cockroach guy, his vote would matter a fuck of a lot more than ours would this election. Yeah. Nobody, you think California is going to go red?
We're in a crazy time politically. I mean, you have this guy, you're just reading a story about a dude pointing a gun at a bunch of children. Mm-hmm. And on the debate, the presidential debate that was on this week, when Candy Crawley asked a question about gun control, both candidates in 2 seconds somehow were talking about education. Like, they don't. I don't even know how they got to education.
Political jujitsu.
Nobody can say, guess what? It would be better for everybody if there were no guns. Guess what? It would be, because no one would get shot. Because why? There's no fucking guns.
Yeah, but they'd lose half of the country.
So what? Guess what? Half of the country sucks assholes. They do.
There's that working together spirit that we need.
I don't mean to get off topic, but what states – half of the country at least sucks. Like, what states – what states do you really like? California, because L.A., San Francisco,
like?
that you'd like to live in, that you could live in realistically. California has Los Angeles, San Francisco, 2 great cities.
Well, I mean, frankly,
New York,
for me now, it's more climate. I'm so used to this warm weather, it would have to be – warm.
No. You
seriously
would love to live in New York. I know you.
That would be cool, but I
mean, absolutely. So we're keeping California, New York. You love I love
we're
Chicago.
Keeping. What's happening to the rest?
Who gives a fuck? California, New York.
The Republic of Texas, they could become.
Illinois. I like Chicago. Love Chicago.
Chicago, that's
I like...
What about Wisconsin?
Madison,
is Illinois going to be like an annex? Or
Let's keep Wisconsin because Madison's awesome, right?
Madison is a great city, yeah.
Georgia, keep Georgia. I know it's a stretch, but I love Savannah. And we got to keep Louisiana because I love New Orleans.
What about Texas?
Fuck them. Burn it! Let's burn Texas, seriously. Well, I mean, it'd be great. Except Austin. I hate people who are like, but what about Austin? Austin's awesome. Yeah, okay. Austin. Really? I've never been there. I feel like I'm getting the hard sell on Austin. Is it really that great?
I've been there. It's a really cool town.
Oh, is it?
It's a college town.
Is it cool enough to?
It's very liberal. Yeah.
Yeah. But is it cool enough to offset the total shittiness that the state of Chuck
Madison?
Norris is?
Well, yeah.
Madison. Madison's great, and Madison's great. I like Milwaukee. You know, I think it's okay. Ann Arbor, Michigan's in that area, which I hear is a nice city. Ah, damn, we got to keep Michigan now. Fuck. But for sure, we can get rid of like Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi for fucking sure. I was going to say Georgia, but we already – Alabama. Alabama's gone.
from Pfeifferland.
Yeah, I do like Gulf Shores. I want to carve out Gulf Shores.
Deutschland, Deutschland.
Shut up.
Pfeifferland, okay. Pfeifferland.
Go on with your story. I didn't mean to. Okay, who's fucking a horse?
Yeah, let's get on to the important shit. What if those kids you were talking about last week that threw the rock at you, what if you'd been packing heat? What if you had a gun? Would you have waved it at them after they threw the rock at you?
Man, probably.
See,
and that's why I'm for no guns, because I don't trust myself. I don't. No one should have a gun. I shouldn't. I'll be the first to tell you I don't need a gun.
You don't think this 18-year-old from Virginia Beach is a responsible gun owner?
That's the guy who did it, an 18-year-old?
Yeah.
An 18-year-old with a Confederate flag?
Yep.
That makes me sad.
I believe he's wearing a wife beater in his photo here.
I just assumed, you know what I assume, man? I assume that guy was like, you know, 65 years old, yeah. An older senior citizen, yeah. And maybe, because my sliver of a cunt hair of a hope for this universe is that all these old racist conservative fuckers are on the way out.
right.
But that guy's 18 with the Confederate flag on the back of his truck.
That's true. There are some that
shame on him.
Are clinging to the old ways.
Shame on that guy. He's old enough to know better. Fuck him.
Look at his picture. He doesn't know better.
He doesn't know better. What an asshole.
We'll have the link on our on crabdiving.com. Check it out there. Also, if you're going to buy anything from Amazon, you know, toss us a bone. Give us a little a little taste of that transaction. It doesn't hurt you. It doesn't come out of your money at all.
Yes.
But go to crabdiving.com, and on the left-hand side down there, there's an Amazon banner that
when
you
said
click on.
Left-hand, you know what? When you said left-hand, you made an L.
I did. Sometimes I have to do that hand thing.
Oh,
so I know which side
and he's
is left.
Real smart, too. Damn, see?
But also, I'm drinking scotch.
And I'm drinking Coors Light.
Go to crabdiving.com and click on the Amazon banner, and then go buy your shit there, and then you'll help us buy scotch and hopefully something better than Coors Light for Ryan to drink.
Yeah, quit sponsoring that child in Africa and go on Amazon and buy something.
Bring it home.
Support us. Oh, shit.
You got another one? We talked about – I think we've talked about Warcraft a little bit on a previous show.
Oh, we have.
Show.
Silent Scream.
Well, there's a guy who was playing another game. It's kind of like Warcraft. It's just an online game where you beat the shit out of each other and your characters from medieval times and you're using spells and shit. Called League of Legends.
League of Legends.
It's a new big one.
Were you familiar with this before?
I'm familiar. I haven't played.
Yeah. Was this person in your guild?
This is a different game.
Do you miss your guild? Because I know you haven't been playing. Do you miss the other characters in your guild, your peers?
It's a part of my soul that feels empty. That I've been torn from my brothers in geekdom. It just got a little repetitive for me, and I just kind of got, I guess, bored and moved on. I started playing a different game. But anyway.
You grew up.
So League of Legends, there was a guy. A lot of times these people, they stream their game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can go on Justin.tv, which streams a lot of shit.
Oh, my God.
And you can see there's a huge gaming section where it's these people that are just streaming what's on their screen, which is their game. And they're talking about it at the same time. And a lot of times they've got their little webcam going with a little box in the corner of them on the webcam. So if you watch their stream, you can see them.
Yeah? I love watching a stream.
You can see them. Yeah. You won't see that kind of stuff on besthotgirlspics.com.
No, not besthotgirlspics.com. Leaving out the pink and brown parts. Go right. on.
So this guy was live streaming his game with a little box at the corner of himself.
Box.
On his webcam, so you could see him as he's playing, as he's narrating what he's doing. So he decided he was done and decided to switch and start watching porn.
Oh, my God.
Specifically, he watched Shower and Massage with Hot Beauty Asian Kina Kai. Is Kina Kai?
Kina Kai?
On the website?
Oh, hold on. I don't know. Let me look it up.
That's something we can figure out.
I'm just kidding. Kina Kai?
Courtesy of SoapyMassage.com.
Kina Kai.
So he then started watching this porn, right? But he didn't realize it was getting live streamed because he started jerking off while he was watching the porn, but his webcam was still going.
Kina Kai is ugly. I just looked her up.
Being broadcast
was
him watching porn and then jerking off in the corner.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The webcam picked him up jacking off?
Yeah, he forgot to turn it off.
You better be careful,
dude.
He
forgot to turn off his live
stream. You better be careful. You always need to turn off your live stream.
Now, they have his name here. I'm not gonna give his name.
Do they have a picture of him?
There's a screen cap of the soapy massage that he was watching his chest up, but apparently at one point.
Can you see his face?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, go.
Here's his name.
Where's his face? Show me.
It's right.
Oh, it's right there. I'm sorry. Oh, God. He looks like.
So he decided to watch some porn and jerk off, which got captured and broadcast.
Oh, man.
He went on Reddit then, I believe. And, changed the banner of his streaming site to read. Got caught fapping, AMA. Ask me anything.
Oh, he's taking advantage of it.
Yeah, and he's joking about it. So yeah. Then the last paragraph here, this is on escapistmagazine.com. I don't know what the fuck this is. But it says, he isn't the first victim of accidental live streaming. Last month, another guy became infamous when he failed off to turn off his streaming program before he wandered around semi-naked. Viewers were treated to the sight of him naked from the waist down, scratching his scrotum.
The other day, I walked out of my room and I didn't turn off my live streaming program.
Scratching his scrotum and then spending a minute appreciating the scent.
Oh, that's disgusting. Hey, so who wrote that? Is that Charles Dickens? That's amazing.
He scratched his balls and then sat there sniffing his fingers, not realizing that he was on his webcam.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's
I'm not sure which is more embarrassing, the jerking off one or sniffing your balls.
The latter, easy. Yeah, dude. I mean, listen, that one guy's like, he's like, I was whacking off on the computer. Big deal. I mean.
Yeah, it was straight porn and everything. It wasn't like there were no sheep. It's just a guy fucking a girl in a shower.
No animals. So
that guy's got nothing to be embarrassed about. I mean.
But the other dude, that's a rough one. I was smelling the sweat under my balls after I got done jerking off. That is, wow. I mean, we are just savages. We're gorillas. I mean, really, we really are, man.
No matter what economic level you are either, which leads me to my next story. The guy that owns Abercrombie & Fitch.
Oh.
Now, you know what his catalogs look like.
Yeah, he must be a tremendous perv.
So
is it Jerry Sandusky that owns
there's been a lawsuit, and one of the claims is that on his private jet he has stewards not desses
stewards.
Stewards And it says that they must...
Gladiators.
yeah. Stewards must conform to aircraft standards, includes wearing boxer briefs, flip-flops, and they have to wear a spritz of their own brand aftershave.
I don't even understand that. What?
They have to wear Abercrombie and Shift and Abercrombie and Fitch aftershave.
That's
Oh, he lets them wear polo shirts.
Oh, wow. Who is this lunatic?
They must be clean-shaven, in Abercrombie polo shirts, boxer briefs, they're allowed jeans, flip-flops, and gloves.
I got to tell you, if best.girls.com, best.girlspicks.com ever picks up and, like, say we make $1 billion off this and we have a private jet, let me tell you something. First of all, I'm not having any shenanigans on a plane that could fall out of the fucking sky. I don't want. God, this guy's an idiot.
Do you want ugly stewardesses?
I want whatever keeps that plane in the air. I want whatever keeps us from crashing, and I want whatever keeps
me from.
But
how is that going to affect?
I don't know. But all I know is when I'm on a plane and I hear people talking loud.
You're a mess when you're on a plane.
I hate flying. Hate it. But man, when I see people acting up, being loud, laughing. Honest to God, this one guy kept sneezing during my flight. I was like white knuckling it on the armrest. I was like, oh God, I wish this guy could shut the fuck up and quit sneezing. I really
while you're coughing up the lung.
Shut up. Listen, I just don't want any bullshit going on during a flight. I don't. And to me, like when I hear some asshole who's
What does the steward or stewardess have to do with that?
Listen, somebody with...
What if the head of Abercrombie & Fitch wants to play rotating fuck stewards or something?
Yeah, and what if one of his fuck stewards trips over something, falls into the cockpit, and one of the pilots hits some lever, and then the plane spirals into a mountain.
Everybody should be strapped in,
yes,
like Hannibal Lecter during the flights.
No, you should sit in your seat, strapped in.
A bucket underneath you in case you have to shit or piss.
Yeah, I don't like.
Oh,
I don't like. No, I don't like it when people get up and walk around. I like it when people sit there. They read their magazine. You know what? I do a crossword. I buy a paper with a crossword. And this is some crazy shit. But I'll buy a crossword, like from, because they have every like when I'm in a connecting flight in San Antonio, I'm a big fucking snob. I'm like, oh man, I'm gonna buy a crossword from the San Antonio of times because the Texans are all stupid and this will be easy. I'll be able to do this crossword without any stress because it's written by idiots. And you know, I just want people to read crossword puzzle, look at that stupid fucking catalog in your in-flight magazine. I don't want you to get up.
What about reading the Bible?
I don't care. Just as long as you're
in. What about reading the Quran?
Hey, I don't care. I'm not into that mumbo jumbo. As long as you sit down and you stare at the seat in front of you, I don't want you to get up. I don't want you to talk loud. I don't want you to laugh or no crying. That freaks me out. I just want the plane.
You mean like babies?
Yeah. Oh, I don't like that at all. I don't want anything that could distract the pilot from doing the only thing that matters.
They're up locked in the. In the cockpit.
Doesn't matter. Listen, anything could happen. I don't want anything. The main job is to get the plane
Pfeifferland on. Pfeifferland again.
Listen, seriously.
It's a fun place.
Yeah, you know what's fun? Not crashing. That's pretty fun. Be like, hey, what's the best thing about Pfeifferland? We haven't had a plane crash ever. Because everybody sits down and shuts the fuck up.
So nobody will really want to take the best hot girls picks. Private plane.
No. There will be no shenanigans.
Except when one of the partners is flying alone.
Nothing.
Speaking of besthotgirlspicks.com.
Yeah.
You can go check out besthotgirlspicks.com at besthotgirlspicks.com where we have...
Oh, we have some great pictures. One of our most popular posts right now is cute upskirt brunette and panties please.
That is doing well on Tapiture. We also have a Tumblr account now, right?
Yeah, Best Hot Girls Picks.
We talked about that last time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did.
Now we have one.
Yep. It's pretty great, too. It's fun. You can.
Tumblr's a little more Wild West than some of the other social media
wild
places.
Wild West, meaning, like, I just saw a picture of somebody, like, strapped to a wall with rope and, like, like there was cum dribbling out of his dick onto someone's, like, titties, and then there was a hammer. I mean, it's bad. Yeah. Tumblr's bad, man. There's some fucked up shit going on Tumblr.
I have opened the analytics for besthotgirlspics.com, which tells us, through Google at least, what terms were searched that ended up giving a result of a picture on our site.
Yeah.
And some of them are, you know, just the names of the girls. Like Carla Spice is huge right now. She's one of the more popular girls on our site.
She's hot.
If you Google her and you look at images, one of our pictures that we talk about pops up, and that's how we're getting traffic. But some of the stuff that people Google is fascinating. The terms that they put in. panty slip, I get.
Yeah, I get that.
Asian bikini girls.
I get that.
Nerdy chick, big tits.
I love it.
Mila Kunis upskirt.
That was my college major.
Yoga camel toe.
Okay, now we're getting into a serious jacker-offer.
Yankees boobs. I'm trying to think what they might have gone to the site for. Yankees.
Oh, dude.
Oh, is there somebody who was fucking a Yankee?
No. We have a girl who, she's got a tremendous rack, and she's got a tank top that says Yankees on it. Oh. It's tagged like Yankees, and then tagged camel toe, and then tagged like nipples.
And then this one, this one I don't get at all. Wet tight camel toe.
.com.
Somebody typed in wet tight camel toe into Google.
We're in the golden age.
And they looked at they looked at 13 different pages.
God love them.
On besthotgirlspics.com.
Did they buy a fleshlight?
I don't know. I don't know if anybody bought anything today. But check out besthotgirlspics.com.
Leaving out the brown and pink parts, exactly. But keeping in the exploitation.
That's
bam.
Right. Okay, this is gross.
Oh, no.
And it takes a lot to gross me out. This is from the Huffington Post. There's a woman who is breastfeeding.
Oh.
She didn't breastfeed her children, however.
Oh. Her chimpanzee.
And for some reason, she couldn't breastfeed or something. And now she feels like a complete woman because she's now breastfeeding her pug dog.
Oh, God. You know what? I believe it. I believe a pug would love titty milk.
And there's a photo.
Oh, no. Jesus! Jesus fucking Christ!
Don't you think that's kind of like animal porn? I mean, this is in the HuffPo. But it's this big fat pug sucking off of this woman's titty, big fat titty.
Listen, if you're listening to this show, the picture looks exactly as you would imagine it. A woman breastfeeding a pug.
Mother of two, couldn't breastfeed her children. She's now fulfilling her maternal desire in an unorthodox way by breastfeeding her 9-year-old daughter's pug named Spider.
You think Spider was named after the character in Goodfellas?
Maybe.
I don't know. So the pug is breastfeeding?
She says, having Spider suckle on my boob means I feel complete and a better mother.
Oh, she my claims, God.
According to the Huffington Post, she claims that the dog developed a taste for breast milk in 2010 after licking the nipple of a bottle she had pumped for her then newborn son, whom she says she breastfed the dog for about 2 years.
Sounds like Oprah has her next guest. I mean, shit, man, I want to see a reality show with this girl. She's breastfeeding her dog. Let me ask you something. I just want to make sure I'm hearing you right. Is she breastfeeding a child as well?
No, she bottle fed her kid. She was squeezing out her titty juice,
milk
for her baby into a bottle. She didn't breastfeed the kid, but then I guess the dog came up and was like, and she liked that.
Of course, the dog liked the milk.
So now she's still breastfeeding, or she breastfed her dog for 2 years.
Katie loves milk, man. She would do that. If you had somebody come over with big, full titties that were lactating, she would be like, ruff, ruff. She would bark for it. Of course she would.
Wow, there's a good picture of Kate on crabdiving.com.
Oh, yeah. Check it out.
Getting ready for a podcast.
She's in my broadcasting chair. She's trying to take my job. God damn it, Kate. I mean, listen, the girl breastfeeding the dog, that's, so what's this, is she just going to continue to do it?
I think she's done. She said she did it for 2 years.
Oh, and that's all the dog gets?
I guess maybe
two
the dog.
2 fucking years?
Yeah, I guess the dog, or maybe she feels fulfilled as a mother now.
You know what it is? I think maybe she's just, she can't, she's out of milk. Her nipples are probably shot from this dog nibbling on them. But for those 2 years, that dog was probably such a pain in the ass. The dog wanted the titty milk. You just can't say.
Maybe the dog's moved into something else.
It's a dog. The dog. Yeah. Like what?
Maybe is she, that, I don't know. Maybe she pulls out the liverwurst and a spatula.
Slabs it on. Jesus Christ. Listen, I mean, man, what would a dog whisperer say about that?
I don't know.
Whatever probably, works.
Yeah, I guess it's probably being dominant. He'd probably like it.
Oh, yeah, because you're dominant because you have the titty milk.
You're right.
Oof. How does she deal with her husband or boyfriend or whatever, and her boyfriend is like, they're fooling around, and he's like, let me lick your nipple. Or maybe not, because your fucking dog that's licking his asshole just licked your nipple. There's a lot of issues there. It makes me think about some of our close friends. Remember Leroy?
Well, he was a pug. That's
he was
the
a
only.
Pug. It just made me think of Leroy.
Fucked up that you just thought
no,
about
it's
Leroy.
Not. That dog looked just like Leroy in that picture. shut the fuck up, man! I love Leroy. It just made me miss Leroy a little bit.
Well, that's good.
Shut up. Go to the next story. God damn it.
There's a guy in India who is claiming to be the world's oldest new father at 96.
Oh, God. Wow.
This is from abcnews.com. A 96-year-old farmer in India says he has set the world record for oldest new dad for the second time.
What?
Ramjeet Raghav and his 52-year-old wife. Oh boy, Shakuntala Devi. How? I guess 52-year-old can still have a baby.
I think they were on outsourced.
They welcomed baby Ranjit earlier this month.
God.
So this guy beat his own record for being the world's oldest new dad, which he set 2 years ago when he and Shakuntala had their first son.
Shakuntala. Shakuntala.
I'm not going to try to pronounce her first name.
What is it? Seriously, try it.
Vikramajit.
Wow.
He credits Raghav, the old man, credits his healthy sex drive at his advanced age. And he says it was all natural. There were no performance enhancers.
Listen, that guy, I mean, that speaks to the power of the testes.
96 years old.
Wow, that's if GOD exists, that would be a flaw in his plan, because why would you let a 96-year-old man be fertile and be able to spread his fucking seed?
Yeah.
You think he's going to see his kid's 18th birthday?
I don't think he might not see his kid's 18th month birthday.
Is he going to be around to see his kid go to New Delhi Junior High?
Yeah.
No.
To watch his kid go on to be one of the youngest fathers ever.
That's messed up.
The previous oldest dad was thought to be another Indian, a farmer.
Dick Clark.
So there's a lot of fucking going on in India.
Oh,
God. When they get older.
Good for them, I mean.
Although, he says he's a teetotaler and a strict vegetarian his entire life.
Well, he's 96. I mean, to make it that far, you can't do anything fucked. You can't drink, smoke weed, do coke.
But he says he has been his whole life.
Oh, his whole life.
Yeah. But then you see these people who are like 100 years old, and they say, you know, oh, I drink a six-pack of Heineken every day.
It's or, everybody in a trailer
a
park
whiskey.
In
yeah,
South Georgia.
I do
sure.
Three packs of cigarettes. Keeps me alive.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of quick public masturbation stories. This one in Santa Monica, nearby. There was a man arrested after he masturbated in front of four women at Santa Monica Beach.
I've been to Santa Monica, and they probably had it coming, pun intended. So it's horrible people there.
So what? What could these four women have been doing?
Oh, just
to warrant
Oh, dude, just having a fucking
for
loud...
For some guy to whip out his cock and start spanking
this conversation. Oh, my God, I just had my Uggs cleaned down the street, and they look a lot more brighter than they used to. Look at me.
So they deserve to have this guy whip out his cock and
how irritating.
And jerk off at them.
But it's just the having to listen to their conversation about Channing Tatum and Vampire Diaries and shit. Yeah, okay, have somebody jack off on him. Maybe they'll shut up. It's just horrible. Like, oh, God.
It happened at 4:50 in the afternoon.
Ugh. My favorite band is One Direction or
at
New Direction.
At the 1400 block of the beach.
Oh, my God.
So that's up north of the pier.
Wow, I admire the guy that did it. Good for him. I mean, he's got some balls. Some full balls.
The women told the lifeguard that a man had shown his penis to them for no reason.
She told a lifeguard? God damn it. Like,
for no reason is what's funny to me.
He had a good reason.
Yeah.
Tell the lifeguard. What's a lifeguard supposed to do?
The lifeguard found the guy and detained him, which I wasn't aware lifeguards had the authority to do.
He put sunblock on him.
Then they found the four women who had seen the penis.
They describe it.
They charged the guy. He didn't just flash his penis. He started jerking off.
Oh, God.
So he was charged with indecent exposure and lewd conduct in public. Oh, his bail set at $10,000.
No, I mean, geez, I'm worried Andy Dick might actually see some jail time for this.
What is Andy Dick doing? He was doing a podcast for a while. I wonder if he's still doing it.
I don't know. I liked his show on Sirius, The Shit Show. The Shit Do you remember show. That?
Yeah,
that was good. I don't know. I think he's funny.
I wonder if he's still living in that shed.
No, his ex-wife's shack.
Yeah, in the backyard. He literally lives, in case anybody doesn't know, I mean, you can Google Andy Dick shed.
Yeah.
And he literally lives in one of those utility sheds that you can get at Home Depot.
I mean.
And he's pimped it out a little bit, but it's in the backyard of his wife's house, which used to be his house.
I mean, listen, let's not make fun of that because... like crab diving could be broadcasting to one of those motherfuckers at some point. I mean, listen. My retirement plan is a utility shed at Home Depot in the back of somebody's yard.
Another public masturbator, this time in Diberville. It's D'.
Jesus
Christ. Iberville, Mississippi.
Ugh.
Diberville, Mississippi. There's a guy who works as a guidance counselor who was arrested for indecent exposure after police found him masturbating in the parking lot of the Promenade Shopping Center.
That's a guy that wants to get caught, though, right? I mean...
They say that a witness observed him acting suspiciously, that he was watching women as they walked in and out of the stores. He was sitting in his car jerking off watching women walk in and out of the store.
But your car is your property, right? You can jack off in your car.
Not if other people can see it.
Well, let me ask you something. If you had windows that look directly onto the street, can you jack off in your window? And not against the law, right?
Yes, it's against the law.
How so?
Because it's indecent exposure.
But you're in your home. He's in his car.
But you still can't be... do something like that visible from the street.
Oh. Okay.
Like, you can't stand... like, this window that we have here crab diving is right on the street. You can't stand up there and jerk off in the window.
Well, I didn't
know
that.
As, you know, all these millions of little kids are walking by. Oh.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't do that.
Why am I saying? I'm just saying you can't do that.
Okay, go on with the rip-torn story.
That's it, yeah. That's it. That was just too short.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy.
There's a father in, I don't know where this is, Altoona?
Altoona, Georgia.
Pennsylvania.
I'm not going to argue with you on the town.
The headline is Dad Cleared in Vibrator Case. This is actually from Hollidaysburg.
What?
Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania.
What a...
father told a jury that he bought a vibrator for his 13-year-old daughter. He was cleared of all criminal charges.
Why would he do that? That's so... I mean...
they said sex toys are not illegal. It may not be advisable to buy one for a teenager, but ultimately it wasn't a crime.
That's so fucked up. That
the whole story is fucked up, because I think the daughter is saying that she was grooming him to kind of molest her.
Oh!
Wait, he was grooming her. Oops. Oh, he was grooming her.
That's so disgusting. What a horrible term to use.
But then the guy says that's bullshit, and that he said he made the purchase after reading about a 2009 episode of Oprah. Where Dr. Laura Berman advised parents to consider purchasing vibrators for their teenage daughters.
It's Oprah's fault. Oh, I get it. What state?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, thank God. I thought it was the South. It's the North.
No, this is this one's in the North. This is
Yeah, I'm not surprised. It's pervs in Pennsylvania. Jesus Christ. Man, that's a horrible story, I guess. I don't know. The girl got her vibrator, but ugh.
That's all I got.
That's all you have?
That's all I got for stories.
That's all I have. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate your patronage.
We do. Make sure you like us on Facebook. Make sure you check out the other shit on crabdiving.com. Click through the Amazon banner there if you're going to buy anything.
If you would like a transcript of this broadcast, please email us at pat@crabdiving.com.
Pat will forward it to ryan@crabdiving.com. That's it. Thank you for listening. Listen to all our shit. Click on all our shit. Like all our shit. That's it. Till next time. Peace out.
Go fuck yourself.